USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The nation's top infectious disease expert sharing with CNN that he plans on retiring at some point between now and the end of the current presidential term.
I can't be in this job forever, and I don't anticipate I'll be in this job before the end, at the end of the first term of President Biden, which is January 2025.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he was responding to a reporter's question about whether he would stay on as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's held that title since 1984 and has been in federal service overall for 54 years. Jury selection in the contempt of Congress trial of former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon will extend into a second day. Bannon was charged after refusing to cooperate with the 1-6 House Select Committee. He says he wants to testify now. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says it will look into how dozens of state troopers and rangers responded to the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The announcement comes on the heels of a scathing report released by the Texas House of Representatives over the weekend, saying that there were failures at every level which contributed to the slow and chaotic response. In South Florida, Broward County specifically, prosecutors want the death penalty for Nicholas Cruz. He's the gunman who killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Cruz already confessed to the murders. The trial that's expected to last several months is the penalty phase. The Mississippi abortion clinic known as the Pink House, which was at the center of the Supreme Court case which overturned Roe v. Wade, has been sold. The owner of the Jackson Women's Health Organization says the furniture and equipment were moved to a new clinic that will open in New Mexico. The Dow was off by 216 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A 22-year-old man who was shopping with his girlfriend is being hailed as a hero for stopping the gunman from committing further carnage at an Indiana mall Sunday. The suspect, identified as 20-year-old Jonathan Sapirman, killed three people, including a husband and wife, and wounded two others before 22-year-old Elijah Dickin responded with his handgun.
His actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun. He was also motioning for people to exit behind him.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen said another weapon belonging to Sapirman was found in the bathroom with more ammo. It's believed he spent more than an hour there before his attack. The two men accused in a deadly crime spree across three counties in Southern California have been charged. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer accused 20-year-old Malik Pat and 44-year-old Jason Payne of committing a reign of terror.
Malik Pat is a stone-cold serial killer. There's no other way to describe him. He executed innocent people and he shot others. And his behavior and the crime spree he engaged in is literally, I just got chills up my own spine. It's chilling.
Payne is believed to be an accomplice in the crimes, but investigators do not think he shot any of the victims. The Dow was down 216 points on Monday. The Nasdaq lost 92. The S&P 500 off 32. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.